This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Muskete. It is most definitely winter at our home in the grassland near the banks of the Ojolote. If the dark, cold mornings aren't enough to convince you, or the long shadows cast by a southern sun, then a look at the local landscape should do it. Leafless ash trees, leafless cottonwoods. It wouldn't surprise me that the cottonwoods start to leaf out. They are the last to drop leaves and the first to leaf out. I mean, why bother to even drop them, I wonder? But naked branches on mesquites and canyon hackberry trees. The canyon hacks around us are loaded with fruit. The berry, the hackberry, the small fruit, is red and hard with very little flesh. The shrub, found in the Sonoran Desert, the shrub desert hackberry, has a far more fleshy fruit. But these canyon hacks are covered in a gazillion small red berries that birds love, rock squirrels, gray fox, coyotes. Hackberry-filled scats abound. Honestly, that's all that's in the scats, and they are not chewed or crunched, but the scats are small piles, depending on what critter, but piles of the berries. And I just wonder, what nutrition could they possibly be getting from such a fleshless droop? But there they are, fresh hackberry piles up and down our driveway. It is, by the way, a great way to get hackberry seed rather than picking one at a time off the tree or off the ground. Here's this beautiful pile right in front of you, waiting to be scooped up into your Ziploc. Anyway, hackberries, both the canyon hack and the desert hack, are the genus Celtis, C-E-L-T-I-S, the professional basketball team in Boston. Those are the Boston Celtics. But the musical genre from across the great water is Celtic. Go figure. But I digress. Our local landscape is full of wintry trees and shrubs. It's cool if you're out hiking in the hills, you know, to identify naked trees or shrubs by the bark or by the structure. I mean, sometimes you're lucky. There might be one leaf dangling or a fruit or a pod that helps you say, oh, that's what that is. And that reminds me that a year ago, I was lucky enough to be on a crew doing grassland monitoring. My friend Miles put together a four-person crew, and I got to be on it. I was so lucky. And we went to old plots and counted dormant grasses. Dormant! So we ID'd those grasses mostly by structure. Oh, my goodness. Luckily, I was with three patient experts, and I was able to help by the seat of my pants, and I sure learned a lot. Hey, despite this wintry landscape, you know, that surrounds our place, the dogs and I still enjoy wandering the land. Me, I'm all about what I see, so I'll drift in the direction of something interesting in the distance. You know, oh, what's that? Choo-choo and Farley are mostly about what they smell. Farley inspects low branches on a path with his nose or some smell on the ground that catches his attention, and off he goes. Talk about, you know, following your nose. If dogs could talk. Okay, so one day on a doggy peaty walk, we found a neat dormant vine covering a small, scruffy mesquite. No leaves, but the long, persistent plumose styles, the fluffy seed heads, they gave it away, the persistent styles of the old flower. The female part of a flower is the pistil. It's made up of the ovary or ovaries, think seed or seeds, and in this case, achenes, and the style is a long tube attached to those and topped by the stigma. So these persistent styles, these long plumose styles attached to the achenes told me, not the dogs, but me, that this was Clematis drummondii. A wonderful wild vine, also called Virgin's Bower or Old Man's Beard. I resemble that comment, as the old joke goes. Clematis, from the Greek for a vine, drummondii to honor Thomas Drummond, who was sent to the Southwest by the Glasgow Botanical Society, a bunch of Celtic plant geeks, no doubt. There are over 200 species of Clematis. Six are found in Arizona, and Drummond's Clematis is found around southern Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, across the border, too. My old Arizona flora says that it's rarely found above 4,000 feet. So this one, the dogs and I inspected, was 700 feet out of its range. Oh, you naughty plant, out of your range. And I'll let it know. It certainly brightened up a wintry landscape for me and the dogs. Oh, man, a wintry desert grassland is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Muskete, and this has been Growing Native.